All righty. We are coming to you in the fourth Wednesday of the month of December 2025. By this time, it's close as hell to Christmas. Or is it actually Christmas?
Nope, because it's super close.
Super close to Christmas. So for all y'all folk, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
And a happy. Let me stop.
And a bah humbug. And if a Grinch stole your Christmas product, that's on you.
Hey, I like the Grinch. Anyway, carry on.
But hey, it's Michael Whiff.
Hey, it's Tatiana.
Hey, appreciate y'all tuning in for another Watch for the Hook Wednesdays on the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. Mm-hmm. Hey, yo, folks, we are closely about to close out 2025. And I don't want to tell 2025.
Uh-uh. Damn. Don't you do it. Cut it out.
Damn.
No.
Hey, guess what? I think I want my episode 11, 2025. I can say it then. All right. So, hey, we're going to talk about this topic for our podcasters. Enough. We've heard this for a while, talking about the podcast fade, taking a break.
Yeah.
Pausing the podcast. Stopping podcasting, wearing out on podcasting, whatever the hell you want to call it.
Right.
So for us, we are now at episode 185.
I think 185?
Yeah, 185 when this episode comes out. That's crazy. Is 185 straight weeks with the episode at minimum.
Mm-hmm.
So there are 52 weeks in a year.
We've had lots to talk about.
And we actually did miss 1 week because our youngest baby girl got sick. But when I go back and look at some weeks where we did two podcast episodes in the same week due to technical difficulties, that means we've averaged one episode a week for 185 weeks. I'm going to give a round of applause.
Come on. Hit the applause button.
It doesn't come through on the microphone. And you just let everybody know that. That's why I clap for real.
Oh, okay.
See, that's why I'm the engineer and the executive producer.
Nobody got time for this.
But you know, I'm glad my wife chimed in. And so we were just trying to make sure, you know, for us, we have, have gone deep in the bag. And I know my wife gonna chime in and help me. It's been some weeks, some days. We've been like, I don't feel like doing this shit.
Right now. No, let me stop. No, that's true. I'm tired. Okay. I'm tired.
You're ready to go somewhere.
Yeah, I'm recording. We're recording out of our norm.
Yeah, we're recording ahead because we need to make sure it can be ready to go for that Wednesday.
Right.
And you're like, we got to do this. And the easier route would say, yeah, fuck this shit. Don't do it.
Or like, oh, okay, it's okay to skip, you know. You can go ahead and skip one time. What's wrong with a one skip?
But we are creatures of habit. And when you get in the habit of stopping or not doing something, what happens? Then you're like, oh, we missed this week.
Yeah. Then you fall out.
Then you can move next week.
Yeah, your habit.
Oh, we can miss the week after that. Wow, 2026 coming in. Wow, I don't feel like it.
I'm tired. I need a new attitude, you know, anything.
Yeah, and that type of stuff, it goes into what they call podcast fade. Next thing you know, you're pausing your podcast. And then the next thing you know,
your podcast is dust.
That part
Did
right
I
there.
See it right?
Yeah, it does. It's done. And for us, we're going to keep it honest. We're not a podcast that makes money. No, everybody's into that monetization and making money thing.
You kind of heard people start to quiet down about that a little bit now.
So, and on that point that you...
It could be because their podcasts are now dust.
Also, a lot of people don't even realize The average podcast that starts to make money takes 6 years.
Wow. Are you serious? Okay, now, real talk. That's a stat I did not know. And I typically know all the stats.
Yeah.
Didn't I know that?
Yeah. It takes about 6 years. I'm going to tell y'all some truth. Like, I'm always on social media because
he sure is.
She knows that.
Because I'm not.
Because I'm just looking to understand, you know, how to keep ourselves grounded, how to keep ourselves growing.
I absolutely depend on you for that because I damn sure ain't out there. I'll tell you in a minute. Okay, do you want me perusing and surfing the web or do you want me to make sure I got, you know, the girls' transcripts right? You know, they got their college applications in. Like, what you want me to do? Pick.
Yes.
So, you have to divide and conquer.
Perfect. And so when I'm perusing the internet and listening to podcasters tell us stories, these podcasters are sometimes 400 and 500 episodes in.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't start popping until so 300 sometimes.
That's
crazy. And,
if you do what, one a week, that's 3 years.
Yeah, that's still 3 to 6. No.
No.
That's episode 300.
Yeah, that's 6 years. Yeah, that's bad.
So that's what I'm saying is that a lot of people, this is not a fly-by-night.
A get-rich-quick scheme.
Yes, because this is what has happened, just like everything else. There are individuals, corporations, companies who already have got big dollars, already have a name. And then they start a podcast. Well, yeah, if you've been known for 20 years.
Yeah, you're not starting at ground zero.
Exactly. So I have looked at lots of people who have started at ground zero. And they're like, yeah, they don't even number the episodes anymore. They just like, yeah, bro, I've been at this since like 2016.
Right.
It wasn't even called a podcast. So if you say
something. What was it, vlogging then or something? Right.
So yeah, vlogging.
And I was like, vlogging. And I was like, what is
all TED Talks, all kind of. It's,
yeah.
These names
and
connotations just have moved over the years. And people are like, yeah, I've been at this 6, 7, 8 years. Yeah, I blew up 2 years ago. Or I blew up during COVID. I was already 4 years in.
Yeah.
In 2019.
Yeah.
Because people just had to go find something to
listen
to.
So,
yeah. Now they've blown up. They maintain their audience. But what they did not do when I listen to most of their stories is pause or stop.
Right.
They was like, man, I just put out something. It might have been a trash ass episode.
I ain't gonna say some of our episodes have never been trash. Like sometimes it's a topic that you're really not feeling, but you don't really have anything else in mind, or nothing is vexing your spirit. You know, it doesn't mean it's trash. It just may not have the same energy or effect or war with all that the other episodes have. You know?
Yeah, even like. What Ms. Parker just said, sometimes you're just doing something to check the box.
Yeah, you just have to do that often.
And sometimes checking a box can either mean a tick or it could mean a box. That means you put yourself in a box
right,
and you did something that went viral and got a check.
Right.
Like, even for us, like, I have gone and started repurposing some stuff from In the Corner with Mike P. Some of this stuff is like 2019, like right after my surgery from cancer. And I've just been putting it on social media for us to keep our clips going during the week and stuff. And it's like, oh, it's kind of getting a little more uptick in our stuff we're doing now.
Yeah.
But that is what they call evergreen content.
Yeah.
Which means it will always be relevant.
Right.
Even with some older episodes that me and Ms. Parker were doing when it wasn't doing. Watch for the hook background. I've started posting some of that older stuff and it's still evergreen content. Yeah. And sometimes as a podcaster, you may have to repeat an episode.
Yeah. You might have a different spin. Some additional tidbits to offer.
Yeah. Some people don't even realize that most podcasters do talk about the same stuff over and over. But what they
That's done, the purpose of their podcast.
What they've done is what happened. If I talk about a podcast episode, something in 2022, and I talk about it again in 2023, that's what happened. I've had a year to grow on that.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm our perspectives are different.
That's that additional insight.
So now it's not the same episode. Mm-hmm. It's a topic that may be similar or the same,
mm-hmm.
but now what we're regurgitating is not the same.
Right.
What we're telling you now is we've learned.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't take the L in life as a loss. We took it as a learning experience.
Right.
And I think from a lot of podcasters, when they get to the point that they're trying to figure out, I'm tired. I'm not getting what I'm getting.
Right, right. You're not getting out what you're putting in.
Now listen, y'all think it's just easy. I have learned.
Learned.
Sometimes putting in your all is exhausting. And then when you are already exhausted and you have to go dig deeper mm-hmm. to pull something out when you're like, got shit else to give.
I'm tired, boss.
But you got to do something because you're like, this is what I signed up for.
Mm-hmm.
We've agreed to these stipulations.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we could have said Watch for the Hook could have been a bi-weekly podcast.
Yeah. I had a lot to talk about.
Could have been a monthly podcast.
Right, yeah.
He was like, nah. The cadence was supposed to be weekly.
Right.
We've honored our agreement that we put forth.
Mm-hmm.
By hook or by crook.
Right, that's fair.
Yeah.
Or high water.
We tried to put it out. Whether it's good.
Yeah.
Bad or indifferent.
Yeah. And like you said, we had just that one time, and that was because of hospitalization.
Child had whole surgery. Child had a whole surgery.
So true.
I mean, she had a whole surgery.
Surgery on the
blood went up.
That was the second surgery. Like,
yeah.
All of them unexpected. Okay. Unexpected. Like, wait, what? We're doing this again? Yeah. And then we had another one. Yeah. So, yeah.
I mean,
you were like, let me just run you up here. And we ran on to the operating room.
Yeah. You know, sometimes life be like.
Yeah.
So, even as a podcaster, that little phrase means a lot. Life be life. And you're like, I'm putting this in, or I'm doing this, and I'm doing that. I'm getting nothing mm-hmm. back. I'm not getting what I was going to get. Motherfuckers don't want to listen to me
mm-hmm.
or listen to us. What creeps into your mind?
That's it does.
It's that doubt
monster. It is. It is.
Doubt monster is scary.
Yeah.
You know what doubt does to you? It shuts you off.
It does.
And so we've sat there and be like, hey, you want to not record this weekend? She'll be like, nah, we got to do this.
I'll be like, you're my dad, Dr. Pepper.
Yep. And then sometimes I'll be like, man, I don't feel like doing this. She'll be like,
come on.
And sometimes she'll be like, I'm tired. Be like, hey, I need 10 minutes. And when I say I need 10, she give me 15.
Whatever.
I mean, you do.
That's true.
Like, I just need 10. Give me 10. You give me 15. And I'll be like, okay, we good. And then sometimes I'll be like, all right. We're going to be gone or something happening. Like, we got a batch recording.
That's going to mess up the cadence.
Yeah. So we got to do 2-3 episodes.
Yeah.
Back to back to back. She's like, dude, I just told you I'm tired. I'm like, hey.
But I'm always tired. When it comes to like time to record, because it's the time, the day and time that we record. And I'm usually spent by then. But that's when we have the most opportunity and availability.
Yeah. And it's like, we can record on Sunday. Which is crazy because you got 2 kids in sports. We work Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
When you find time, it was like, oh, we record Saturday. You don't even know what to say. And listen, the Saturdays be trainings and other things with the kids because they doing stuff outside of their regular time schedule.
Yeah.
So you be like, oh, well, you got the weekend.
Nah.
Well, the weekend ain't the weekend no more. Like the weekend just be done.
Yeah.
People cram a lot into 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
There's 168 hours in a week. 48 is technically the weekend. The rest of that is the week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the week be weekend.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of people just don't think that. And even for like podcasters, in 168 hours in a week, you have to try to find some time to put towards your podcast.
Right. Whatever time you spend recording and then the post-production, right? Now you got to go do your editing and all of that stuff and your uploading and you're getting it ready and, you know.
Write your summary.
Yeah, all the things.
Set your posting.
And you do that.
Because if you on multiple social media platforms, guess what you have to do? Either you have now spent money to get a software that can upload your stuff to multiple channels, or guess what? You have to then yourself go.
Yeah.
Loading
individually
to multiple
channels.
It's time.
That's a lot. And I don't do that part. You do, because by the time we finish recording, I move on to something else.
Yeah.
Usually some cooking, some cleaning, you know. I'm going to maybe like, let me go pay this bill real quick.
Exactly. Because she's going to be like, hey, you need to come look at this. I'm going to do something. I need to make sure I'm doing it right. Or I need you to give me this code.
Yeah.
So I'm going to type this code in and see your text. And you need to give me this code. Trying to get this shit paid.
Yeah.
Mr. Park.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, Miss Park.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. But for those who, I've listened to a few people that have said, you know, I'm going to take a break. I hope for those that your break ain't too long.
Right.
I hope your break is not a breaking point. I hope your break is not you giving in or giving up. Even for us this year, we had to make a decision about something that we loved.
Right.
We just, you know, it's run its course. If you are a podcaster and you feel your podcast has ran its course, I want to say you appreciate it.
All right, right, right. Absolutely.
Because you put yourself out there for the world to
judge, criticize. Analyze, dissect, rip apart, opinionize. Is that a word? It is right now.
Or give their opinion.
Opinionize.
I like that word, opinion.
Yeah, yes. All of that.
Yeah.
All of that.
You've done
compare,
those.
Compare, contrast. Okay? Yeah. All of that.
They did all those things to you. But guess what? You technically asked for.
Right.
Because you know what you did?
You put yourself out there.
You tried. TRIED.
Boy, I was concerned about that spelling. It took you a little while to get them five letters out. You did.
Hey, you remember the R&B group called the Dramatics.
Who?
The Dramatics.
I've never heard of them in my life.
Snoop Dogg mentioned them in his first CD.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Before my time.
Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, Ms. Parker.
Yes.
Give them people some good words about that podcast, babe.
You always ask me for some tidbits.
I know where to get them from.
No. You know, I just think, you know, if you're sitting up there and you're deciding or you're determining that you're getting ready to sunset your podcast, whether you put out one episode or 1,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
I hope the sunset is for the right reason. Not that you're sunsetting it because of others' opinions, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that you feel like you may now have evolved from, or maybe it's no longer aligned to you, your perspectives, anything like that. If you have gotten to that point, whether you're thinking about breaking or just sunsetting, really just assess why you're doing it and when you plan to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you want to make sure in the end you're doing this for the right reason.
Hey, we'll catch y'all next time.